This poem is called The English Lesson. When I first went to live in Paris, like many English-speaking people, I taught English as a foreign language at a school which unfortunately imposed a really boring method. Following a woman called Alice around on her very humdrum day, she hoovered, she washed dishes, she peeled potatoes. And after about a year of this, I got so bored that the only way I could get through the day was to have fantasies that Alice had actually some much more interesting activities. The English Lesson. Unit 1, Lesson 1. Is Alice making a cup of tea? No, she isn't making a cup of tea. Is she making a cup of coffee? No, she isn't making a cup of coffee. What's she doing then? Oh, flying hair, fuzz of fur, arch of sweat back on the straw, aching hurry, hurdle me, she cried, life is short, dance on me, put the wind up me, lust me to kingdom come, for Christ's sake, take your shirt off, don't just stand there. Unit 1, Lesson 2. Is Alice in the kitchen? No, she isn't in the kitchen. Is she in the garage? No, she isn't in the garage. Is she in the living room? No, she isn't in the living room. Where is she then? In the sticky stables, smelling of wood mould, rodents rustling under cover, slats of summer light shine lines on skin, but Alice goes for hair and shadows, the dark grunt that follows her hog-pig hunger, with the ravenous cavern dilating, craving the liquid fruit, with the grasping afternoon caving in, all over, under, up, between, the straw world in her mouth, and still she wants much, a mountain of more. Unit 1, Lesson 3. Is Alice thirsty? No, she isn't. Is she tired? No, she isn't. Is she angry? No, she isn't. Is she hungry? No, she isn't. What is she then? Lovely. Love eyes speak of dust, dancing light, splicing her to him. Beneath the lashes a blur of touch, the hush of toes prized open. But whose foot was it anyway? And does it matter? And does it matter? And what matters is the moment in the moaning barn, making love cries with meaning, way, oh, way, beyond language.